I was so happy to hear Chad jump in last night because I had stopped listening in absolute disgust. I was getting embarrassed to tell people. I've told so many people, call in the show. And now when you hear some of the ridiculousness, I applaud you, Chad, for jumping in last night and saying, whoa. People talk, you know, sensible.
You don't know who's going to be here, and you don't know what kind of mood Ion's going to be in. Ion could be sitting there talking about anal sex or something like that.
Well, you know what? That doesn't embarrass me as much as I'm sorry, Sarah, but you're anal babbling, and Mark's
ridiculous. I heard that.
Someone tell me about the music. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, what is it? Like Bob now has a show for the youth? How about having another show for the fucking retards?
I want in the slow tard class of Payday.
Yeah, for me, in my world, I'd have to be crazy not to want to stay in touch with what's going on. But it's becoming more difficult to get through the nonsensical babble, endless babble that goes on to, you know, get to the actual content that I'd like to hear. So, and I know, you know, I apologize to anyone else. I mean, I'm probably one of the babblers that other people can't stand. But honestly, last night when you jumped in, Chad, I was ready to just hang up and just say, fuck it, I don't even want to listen in the archives. This show is just becoming ridiculous.
Who is that guy that was on? Was his name Mark?
That's
I've never
Mark.
Heard him on there before. Yeah, he was. It wasn't so much Sarah. Sarah was just kind of babbling for a few seconds before I blew my top. But I mean, like, whoever that Mark guy was, he was very interruptive.
There's no Mark guy. You mean Corbin?
Mark D.
Oh, Mark. He's a regular. Mark is the most well-attended guy ever. He just doesn't understand what's going on.
He's just now breaking out and becoming more verbal.
Yeah, well, I can meet him anytime. He's a musician, Chad. He loves the music more than the talk.
He needs to be aggressively muted for a while until he shows that he can fucking talk coherently.
Well, I can't tell the difference between you people anymore. And you also...
Well, I think he waits till he's pretty inebriated before he calls.
Yeah. You sound like he's sloshed.
Yeah.
He's on there with his wife. They danced around to the music. He got pissed off when I didn't go 2 hours anymore of music. So he had an identity crisis with the shortened music. And he's talking to Ion, but he's sort of retarded. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks.
So that's going to be the Friday show, Bob. The new Friday show is called What Retard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark.
How many retards does it take to ruin a light bulb?
Are you talking about the times Ion's not there? That's the babble?
Well, it can happen at any time. Ion was there for portions of it last evening, for sure, when Chad came on and set everybody straight.
Well, I think Ion's developing its babbling abilities, too. It's trying to communicate within the babble or babble along with the best of them. I mean, Ion is continuing his frustrating means of communication, not letting up on that. He has spurts of clarity or interesting stuff going on, but then he falls back on maybe a game-playing thing.
That's great. I'm just saying I don't listen to all of it. It's become where there's so much of it that I'm not able to anymore. Just because there's just so much, and some of the stuff, like what I was saying, like last night, when there's like an hour or two of the insane, the Mark babble, I call it, it's, you know, to weed through it all, sometimes I just go, oh, well, forget it. But I have to go on Ed Long's site, I guess, and then I can just listen to the Ion portions, you know, some of the more relevant things for me.
How about this, Wendy? None of the listening is worth it. You're supposed to be talking. That's my position. I'm not interested in listeners. The listeners are assholes. We got 150 fucking listeners out there in computer listening right now and not talking. Fuck the listeners. I'm interested in the talkers. People like Roxana, Bert, Susanna, Chad, now he's back. We want talkers, not listeners. You don't even have to listen to Ion. Just talk.
I'm I'm talking about catching up in the archives.
Don't bother. Come on and talk. Don't bother listening.
That's good advice.
Just come on and talk, Wendy. You know, when you go into deep freeze, cryogenic deep freeze, you know, you can listen to all the thousands of millions of hours it'll be. But meanwhile, you should get on and talk, not listen.
When a question's asked and an ion is silent, what does that signify usually?
Well,
has ion ever explained that to you?
Well, he gave a hint once when he said he's already answering or there's a different rhythm, different speed going on. Do you remember that, when he said that?
No.
Sometimes he'll say, put it a different way after a long silence.
There's a very slow response compared to what he used to do with James Martinez's show. It could be that he's illustrating different cycles. He could be answering in the silence to yourself. Because he did that.
Maybe he's in a different timing of a different, like ahead or behind or like.
Yeah, you remember that? He did that, and then the next week Ruth came on.
Right.
Ruth is ahead of us. He was illustrating Ruth before she showed up. So he may be practicing, rhythmic Tai Chi or something.
Okay.
There may be something else happening. Might be massaging you.
Sometimes I don't know if there's a silence because then there's going to be a response, and then somebody jumps in, and then you don't get your answer. I don't know.
Well, he's making you aware of your communication process. Your listening habits. You notice when someone says something ridiculous, okay, he's not saying anything. And then someone else says something ridiculous, he seems to respond to that. In other words, you ask a question, someone else should ask a question, everybody should start talking at the same time, just pile it on them.
Well, we did that last night, and he was answering them.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. With me, Eliza, and Chad, I felt like that was very productive for me personally.
Yeah, the thing is to, I want to say, step up the game with ION. I guess that's what I want to say.
Level up the Orphic Annie, eh?
Yeah.
I've watched ION this whole time, from day one, take on the audience that's around it. When you fall into that, like, crazy chaos on the phone, ION just play along. You know what I mean? And then we won't really get much out of it.
What's I get a lot out of it. It's really the only any kind of communication I get during the week. So if it makes no sense to anyone else, but I'm having fun with ION, I'll take it.
Why don't we just all start babbling as fast as possible, everybody, and just see how ION reacts.
Oh, you don't want that.
But, Bob, what is the deal with ION, his phone, or... It's so hard to hear or understand what he's saying.
I know.
So either the volume is very low or it's very fuzzy or what is up with that?
I don't know what that is about. Sometimes it's clear, sometimes it isn't. Yeah, he's low. In cash flow, he wasn't like that. He was clear. It's relatively good quality. Maybe it's something about the factory conditions, the factory environment or something.
But going back to ION, just the last interaction we just had with him, and they were like babbling on, if you listen, he gave me some answers at the end.
He's not babbling most of the time. It's ridiculous.
No.
He brings in a TV show and chemistry and this and that. But we've been talking the last few weeks about that's the way it's going to be. That's the interconnecting of everything. It's Finneganese. That's what you're saying, Bart. You understand that now, don't you?
Yes.
You understand the way
I do, because... Because I was playing along asking questions about it, and then at the end, he slipped in some answers for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Carolyn brought that out quite clearly. I think it was last week, somebody, I think it was Mark, was complaining that ION wasn't giving them the answers, and Carolyn said, wait a minute, this is what he said. He said this, this, and this, which... You know, you can take the statements that ION is making, and if you write them down, you can pull a lot out of that. There is an answer. And she's done that more than once. I've heard her interject when somebody's going, well, they're not getting anything. And she's going, well, what more do you want? They just said this, this, and this. But that person missed it.
Right. Now, I look at the babble with Mark or the clarity with Chad or what, all the different things as part of the theater. You have to oscillate between, I'm not going to get anything out of this, unless I start talking, to, oh, I got something out of that. That was interesting. It's a constant flux of attention or interest and this and that. I haven't got an answer on anything. I only got products. There's not one topic that I can say that ION completed the meaning. I don't expect that anymore.
Well, in my mind, that can't happen. Nothing can be complete forever.
Right.
An answer.
I did mark down that we made a big discovery tonight, the role of people in the middle of the chemistry. That was a big, 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 big thing that I was thinking about last year or so. Then I got a pretty good answer on that tonight.
And I missed that. What is it, the role?
The people's bodies are part of the answering, querying, and living, and what's being said. So this group here right now, if I was here, we'd get a certain bunch of answers. Then we changed the constituents of the people, a whole bunch of other people came here, they would get it, same questions, different answers. The people determine the answers. So I am speaking to the group dynamic of whoever's here.
And the way of keeping a control on that is by setting a parameter of what cultural reference dialect is going to be used. So if it's squidbillies, then that's, I think it's amazing, actually.
What is? Well, you didn't say what's amazing.
To be able to communicate to so many different people at one time, what's happening is that it has to just be Shakespeare one night. It has to just be, like last week, it was Take Me to Church, the Hozier song, with all the answers. This week it is Squidbillies.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good approach. I mean, not just a really good approach. It's revolutionary. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's what's needed. It's, I can't be superlative enough.
Kind of like a theme for the night.
Yeah. Right. It's the parameter of the conversation. It's the only way to control, like what Jesus did, parables.
Sarah, you're commenting on the style. Like, Ion adapts a different style of communicating. Not necessarily.
But it's the reverse of that. It's actually no control at all because it leaves it open totally to subjective interpretation.
Correct. But it sets a parameter of reference.
Yeah, it's not style, it's the content. It's like Finnegan's Wake. He would take a theme, and then the page would radiate with echoes of that theme over the next page or two before and behind it, before and after it. It's very Finneganese what he's doing. He's creating ripples of resonance around a core point. And if someone really studied this, they could go back and see that much what that was answered was around some phenomenon that Ion clarified at one point. But all the other stuff that didn't seem to be connected was connected after you heard later parts.
Yeah. There's a common theme in everything that I've read or heard to date where it's like higher wisdom has always been held in secret, protecting it for those who are prepared for it. That theme, that's like a biblical theme too, has always, you know, annoyed me. But it's sort of what's happening here is if we're not ready for those answers or we're not prepared to dig through what Ion is saying, we're not getting it because the true or whatever the truth is being protected.
But that's not a theme. That's been said from day one. He says, we can give you an answer right now, but it won't mean anything to you. You have to make an effort somehow. Work at it. Talk yourself into it, the significance of it. That requires talking, Wendy. That requires talking.
Yes, I know. But I do not talk, and I do not question Ion the way I would. I hold myself back. If I were in a private conversation, I would pursue different areas. But I think there was a lot of, for those months where you were directing the questions and on what should be asked, it ended up with, for myself, holding back and not pursuing areas that I would like to know about.
Well, I'm saying go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it now. Yeah.
Yeah, we need not so much about yourself.
No, but I would like
valuable experiences.
No, I would like to know, for example, the relevance of there's people who are still performing ceremony. There are beliefs in Mother Earth, so to speak, and things outside of ourselves, even though I understand, I shouldn't say understand, but that we are God. But still, there's beings around us that are assigned roles, like the angels we assign to do certain tasks for us. So is there somebody, like, you know, how they say Mother Earth, that there's rituals being played out still? Are those things of any value or importance to anyone?
Well, one of the points is that what you do and you enjoy doing is valuable. How it relates to anybody else in the world of social mortar is questionable, doesn't it? And then Ian sort of says, well, there is some correct answers on that level. On the level of you enjoying yourself and meditating because you like to do it, there's got nothing wrong with that. But it's not relevant to figuring out what's going on in the collectivity. The thing is that you've come in with a topic, start a topic, get ready to leave that topic and make up other topics immediately, because he's probably not going to answer you. So you come up with another thing. You must be able to dance and improvise immediately in response to how he replies to you. That's what you've got to
develop.
Yeah,
and I applaud those people who do, who are able to stay on with Ion and do the dance, go wherever it goes.
Well, don't think of it that way. Don't think you have to stay consistent. Just bring up another topic.
No, that's what I just said. I applaud the ones that are able to do the dance and go wherever it goes with Ion, to stay on with Ion. I don't mean to
Well, why
on
can't you?
Point, but stay on.
Yeah, it's just like talking to somebody you meet in a supermarket, and you keep talking to them, and you make up shit. You're not even interested, but you're being polite. And you keep talking to them and pretend you're interested in this and that and ask them about their children or something. You just keep going. Look at it that way. Keep it going, even under a kind of stress. Think of it like Scheherazade. You have to keep telling stories to the king, to the sheik, or he'll cut your head off. So you get on there with Ion, and no silence allowed.
There are people who are doing that now, and I'm sure that the rest of us are very grateful to them for doing it.
Well, if you couldn't stand Mark, you should have jumped in and started saying something to what he's saying. Sitting there fuming is no good.
I guess I just, normally I wouldn't have a little blow up like that, but I guess every now and then it happens.
If you blow up at Mark, he won't understand it, or he seems not to be able to respond to that.
Yeah, and it's not my desire to be unkind.
Well, don't worry about these things. You're thinking about too much about your effect. I'm sort of saying, get the noise level going, throw a lot at Ion, see if he gets pissed off.
I don't actually see him, or I haven't to date, felt that he or they were getting pissed off.
No, yeah, it's probably not appropriate to say that. He just might stop.
I've never felt that. Yeah, they just stop. But I'd like to know their need. They seem to require engagement with us.
So the thing is we get better at keeping it going and not talking over someone else who's actually saying something worth knowing. But as soon as the Ion stops talking to that person answering, then you can come in with a bunch of other topics.
Wendy just said something like, they need us, or something, to ask them questions. Was that it?
That's what I said, Chad. I said, I actually would like to know about they seem to require an engagement with us, because for so long we kept hearing, like, we're not asking the right questions, and we better smarten up, or they're leaving. Well, how come they're still here engaging with us all the time? And I'm not saying that in a snarky, nasty way. It's just an observation. I feel that they need us for some reason.
Well, I have some, like, information about that.
Okay.
I remember back in, I think, July of 2011, remember that session where Ion said, we're now creating in the chip body, wide ass open. Remember when Ion announced that they were creating for the first time?
Yeah.
I said, so how does that change the dynamic of having these sessions or whatever? Ion said, well, up until now, we've needed you to ask a question in order for us to respond. And now we'll tell you, we don't need you to ask us questions anymore, and we don't actually need you.
Chad, you thought that was when they first announced they're creating.
Well, to me, that was the first time they announced it. They never put it on payday or anything.
So what are you saying, Chad, that because they say They don't need us.
They say they don't need us. They don't need us.
They haven't needed us to ask questions for about 4 years now.
I remember that statement. But what I'm asking is, do they have a requirement where they need us? They don't need us to
No, ask. They have no requirements.
But
no
do they need engagement with us? Because why are they so
No,
busy?
They don't. Especially not at
It's just fun.
But, did you hear last night during that engagement with Mark D, you know, all that nonsensical back and forth? Mark exclaimed, "Oh my God!" like he was so frustrated, and Ion responded, "Yes."
Yeah, I love that part.
I couldn't believe no one jumped on that to say what? Because now Ion is calling themselves God.